It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a business trip to come win a series in Queens at Citi Field. We are doing the show from the broadcast booth where you'll be able to hear the game on 94 WIP and on the Odyssey app. You can hear on the app as long as you're, you know, I think within 100 miles of Philadelphia or 50 miles or something like that. It's kind of nice up here doing
the
show.
Yeah.
You like this?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I like
it too.
And
fans starting to come in.
Yep, I think 2:30 was the time that they started letting people in.
Yep. So now it's starting to feel like a game is getting close.
And I think it'll be a pumped up Mets crowd tonight.
Yeah.
I think they like this team. They like that they turned it around. I do think we are going to see more Phillies fans at Citi Field than we saw Mets fans at Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think we'll have a good contingent of Phillies fans here.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I mean I think the game sold out now, but wasn't. These tickets were easier to get directly from.
Yeah, I heard some callers calling up today saying they had got the tickets directly from the Mets.
From the Mets, yeah. So I think we're
going to – face value too.
I think and face value not cheap,
right,
but
right.
And then we'll be with the Fans of Philly group that is here. Fans of Philly,
yeah.
Of course,
looking forward to that.
Every road game.
I'm curious how tight does the ballpark get tight? I know CBP, it was tight the first 14 innings of this series. Are they in such a euphoric state that they don't have to worry about that? They just believe that the Mets are always going to come back.
I don't think they're tight because I think they think they're always going to come back.
Yeah, I think so too.
And we were doing that. The Phillies were doing that first 2 months of the year. We always just thought they were going to win. And I think Mets fans are at the point with this team because even though they didn't win on Sunday, they did the same thing that they always do.
I know.
And I think these fans are sort of – I don't think you're going to get a tight ballpark in any time.
But it's really important for them to be the aggressors tonight.
Phillies.
Yeah. You're on the road, you know, whether it's a bunt, whether it's stealing bases. Like, be the aggressor and have the Mets on their heels.
Before we get back to the Nola thing, one quick question for both of you guys. And I don't know that you can have an answer for it other than your gut. But we had a leadoff Schwarbaum the other day, and you had mentioned it here. Is there – and the numbers probably don't back this up. It sort of seems like when he does that, we get an immediate – I'm sure I've texted you this over the season. Well, that's the last run we're scoring for
the
six
immediate
innings.
Rush.
Yeah, they get that immediate rush, and it almost seems like it sometimes works against them because they don't pile on top of it. Or I think that the leadoff home runs are great. I love to have one run after my first batter of the game.
Uh-huh.
But it does seem like there is something about it where they go quiet after he does that.
Yeah, it's definitely different than in years past, where it would kind of be like, all right, there's one, now we go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's something to monitor. But ultimately, I'll take the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, so will I.
Yeah, and I think they broke the seal Sunday. I did. I do. I really do. I think they believe they've broken the seal. And a lot of this is mental. A lot of this is the confidence you take when you get in the batter's box. You know, what the Mets have is confidence.
Yes.
That's what they have when they're in the batter's box.
And maybe cheating, but mostly confidence.
Yeah, yeah, they got the confidence thing going. It reminds you of what the Padres look like when they have it going. And the Phillies have that ability. And so for me, here's what I'm hoping the case is that they saw the ball leave out of the ballpark Sunday. They saw themselves get clutch hit after clutch hit from their star players. They got it from their role players. And this was a team that knew for the majority of the season, at least from a National League standpoint, they're the best team in baseball. And maybe that confidence got shaken a little bit along the way because, I don't know, boredom set in. They wanted to get to the postseason. And then you get the first game, Wheeler's on the mound. They're not having early success. And he's pitching well. They started to tighten up in that game. But it all came to a head Sunday afternoon, late Sunday afternoon. And if you're an offense and if they're going to go do what we expect them to do, then they have to find ways to keep that mojo going. They have to find ways. It's like a jumper. A jump shooter he's been struggling for a while. He finally gets them to go in, and it's like, oh, there it is.
Yep.
There it is.
They always say that, you know, even sometimes it's a free throw. They'll say, you just need to see it go through the rim.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I mean, that's what I'm kind of hoping with the offense tonight.
215-592-9494. Are you confident that the the offense has turned it around, and what is – are you hoping Aaron Nola will be good tonight, or do you expect him to be good? Dan in Downingtown, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
A little worried about this conversation that's on the radio today. It's game day in New York, Red October, and we're making small talk about if we can do this, if we can do that.
I think breaking down a ball game.
It's game day.
Bro, you do a
four-hour. What do you want us to say?
You do a four-hour show just
yelling.
Let them know.
Bleep them. Bleep the Mets.
Yeah. Ah, it's Red October. You want me to do that for 4 hours?
Everyone's calling in, going nuts. We're ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Nah, I love it. It was accountability. This show is about accountability. Keep us going.
Let's do it.
We're X's and O's, baby.
I'm an analyst.
My son has something to say.
Yes.
A safe one in New York and get a game five because I got tickets to go there.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. We got to get you to game five. What's your son's name?
Henry.
We're in
last year. So we need a redemption game five against the Mets this year.
Look,
Henry, is that a family name?
Look, God bless Henry. And I hope
Henry's coming back.
I hope Henry goes to a lot of Phillies games.
Hank.
But if we have the chance to end this in New York, Henry can go to a game next series
yes.
or something.
I'm sure he would prefer that.
Yes.
All right, Dad, I appreciate it.
So what do you do if you have tickets for game five and there is no game five? They just give you your money back?
You're out of luck.
Yeah, SOL.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Better chance of happening, taking two here or losing two here?
Taking two here.
I think there's a better chance they take two here.
Yeah.
Come on, Spike. It's Red October. Oh, yeah. You heard the call.
No, callers. Not you. I'm not taking that from you. I'll take it from Ike. I'm not going to take it from you.
Why?
Well, because you're a coward just like I am.
I'm a fan.
Well, we have the anti-coward coming up in a moment.
Oh, that's what I need to hear. That,
first, Joe in Lebanon, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Joe?
It's Red October, Joe.
Yeah, it's Red October. I'm fired up. I like the last call. But
you're a liar. You don't sound fired up at all.
I'm fired up, but I'm worried.
Do
you guys want to know why I'm worried?
Yes.
Rob Thompson and that bullpen management.
What has he done wrong
far? I've actually tried to avoid talking about the bullpen today.
Estevez is the only guy in the bullpen you can really trust. This series, he threw eight pitches in the eighth inning.
Joe, did you start watching the Phillies on Saturday?
And you put Strom in against three righties in the ninth inning after he got lit up the night before. What are we doing?
He put in Strom to get Lindor to bat righty. Lindor's not a natural righty, and he was getting there for Nimmo.
But why not keep Estevez in? He threw eight pitches.
Because that's not how modern bullpens work.
Yeah, but it's got to be. I mean,
no, it doesn't.
You got to go with the hot hand.
How is Estevez hot?
Because he's the only guy that has not gotten lit up in any way in the bullpen this series.
Hold on. This series is two games. Estevez has gotten lit up.
Well,
hold on, though.
Correct.
Hold on, though, Joe.
No, it's not.
Go back the last 2 weeks, and you tell me how many times Estevez got hit hard. Estevez got hit hard at least five times. I think he allowed runs in three or four straight outings. He is a fine bullpen guy.
We're going to need him tonight.
He's a fine bullpen guy. But he is – you cannot go through the entire year what you saw out of Strom and Hoffman and say to yourself – there's a lot of things you can get on Rob Thompson about. But going to his best relievers in the playoffs, in the first two games of the playoffs, I don't know. He's not magic. At a certain point, Strom's got to get Vientos out, and Hoffman can't blow up and give up a one-nothing lead. Hoffman's been their best reliever all year long.
Yeah, but you got to go with what's best right now.
That's not how it works. Like, what are you talking about? It was game one.
You have to.
Like, just because he pitched well in game two doesn't mean, like, oh, my God, congratulations, having hindsight. Like, that's all this is. This is nothing. That's all it is hindsight because he pitched well for one inning. What about game one? Would you have gone to him in a 1-0 spot in the eighth?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't have. Stop. You're lying. I mean, you're
I would
lying.
Have.
No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't.
Who would you go to, Hoffman or Estevez tonight?
I would go to Hoffman. He's their best reliever.
Really?
He had a 2 ERA. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, I hope it works out if it happens.
My
but I, if you look at the postseason the past couple years, the bullpen struggled. Look at Kimbrel last year.
Awesome. Kimbrel's not here.
You don't think that Jeff Hoffman has been better this year than everybody knew Kimbrell was cooked when he put the game. You think Jeff Hoffman and Matt Strom were cooked?
You have to roll with the hot. Like, you have to roll
you
with, like,
didn't know Estevez was going to pitch as well as he did in game one. What are you talking about?
For this game, you have to roll with who's better. Just like Bohm didn't play last game, you just roll. Like, Bohm was an all-star.
All right.
So was Strom and Hoffman, but that doesn't mean you have to pitch them.
Can I ask you something? Was Castellanos good in game one?
No. And he wasn't
should they have sat him? Should they have sat him?
No.
Why not?
Because who are you going to put in for?
You could put anybody in for him. It's right field. You could put Austin Hayes in for him. You could put Cody Clemens in for him. You could put Weston Wilson in for him. There's plenty of guys you could put in for him. So he was bad in game one, but then you're saying that Estevez is hot because he had one good inning. Just like Nick Castellanos
is hot,
cold.
Maybe hot was the wrong term, but I'd say they haven't done any damage to him like they've done the other guys. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but it was one inning. I appreciate the – I'm sorry Jack got
man,
so mad
at
you.
Bit the guy's head off.
Well, just,
it's okay.
Joe, me and Ike think you did great. And, Jack, we'd rather have you.
We're all fired up for the same cause. We want the Phillies to win. And I hope Rob Thompson makes the best moves in the world.
Joe, here's what I'm going to say.
Go Fightins!
The show is going to be – the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Joe instead of Fritz, if he can't handle himself.
Manager Joe.
Now, can you imagine if Ike handled people about football the way that you handle people with baseball?
Well,
it's known to happen every once in a while. At least once a season, somebody pushes
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Was there not a freak out about a guy who was – Ike called him – this is the worst type of fan when talking about Jalen Hurts up here 2 weeks ago. So, yes. It's okay. I mean, it's a passionate show.
Yeah.
It's just that's the most hindsight thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
There are some times when you can judge a manager's decision based
on Jose Ruiz in the sixth is an issue.
Yes, I agree.
When Chris Sanchez is pitching well, you can't because Estevez pitched well in game two think that he should have pitched in game one when Hoffman's pitched
two. No, he actually just thought that Estevez should stay in, and Estevez is one inning. Anyway, it is that time of year. You know, our windows are wide open here because it's a beautiful day.
And the organ.
You can hear the organ. But your windows in the winter are going to be closed. And if you do not have if you have those old drafty windows there, the cold air is going to get in. You got to do something about that. You got to go Gaida. And they are hooking you up right now because they know you waited too long. So they're hooking you up and making the deal more affordable. Buy one, get one half off. Buy a window, get a window half off. Buy a door, get a door half off. There's no limit. You buy 100 doors. The next 100 doors are going to be half off. Buy 100 windows. And you can mix and match. You do your whole house. Half that house is going to be 50% off. And they're going to make it easier for you by letting you start the project with no money down. And they're going to give you interest-free financing up to 18 months. This is only going to happen for a limited time. There are restrictions. So here are your marching orders, my friend. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. I started laughing thinking about how Jack crushed that guy. The poor guy was just like –
just wanted to give you his baseball thoughts.
I just want the Phillies to win.
No, that's good. That's good. And bullpen conversation real quick. Yes. Be curious to see – I think he's got to find some time to get Alvarado in. I know it's tough to say, but again, he's been off for a long time. And if we're going to give up the – if we're going to talk about rust with – Hoffman and Strom, you can't let him just – because you're going to need him tomorrow.
Would you put Alvarado in a game with a man on base? Because here's the situation I'm thinking about.
Okay.
It's the sixth or the seventh inning. Nola goes into the inning, walks a guy, you know, and a guy steals second.
Are you talking about like the sixth inning?
Sixth, seventh inning, something like – sixth inning. Sixth inning. Do you put Alvarado in with a guy on base?
Yeah.
A lefty.
I still think he has strikeout stuff. So I would go Alvarado early. I think both could pitch tonight. But I just think more tomorrow, I think you're going to need Alvarado. Because, again, we don't know how far Ranger's going to go. So I'd rather have him get something. Now, it's hard to say because Nola could go eight. Yep. And you're not even worried about it. But getting his feet wet a little bit in this series I do think is kind of important.
The guy that's going to get us fired up for the game tonight is on the line. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, I have one caveat. Just getting home with my daughter. Can y'all put me on hold and right on the next segment?
Okay.
Yes, we can.
You kidding me? Yes.
Rios knows how important he is.
Yes.
We need to put him in a spot to succeed. I always say that with our regular spot to succeed. Now, Chuck, also hype man as well. Chuck, you're on WIP.
I'll tell you, Reels have surpassed me. You know what I mean? This is his afternoon show. Each time you call up, say, listen, give me on the next segment. That's some boss moving right there. Hey, listen.
Well, he knew he couldn't give us what we needed from him with his daughter being right there.
Yeah,
so
it's
all good.
Reels is on another level right now. He surpassed me. You know what I mean? I'm just another guy on the show. But, Jack, I'm calling to address you. And
okay,
your smug-ass attitude about baseball. See, you think you only want to know about baseball. I mean, see, everybody knows about baseball. You know what I mean? You ain't the only one. Baseball's been here before you was born. It's going to be here long after you're gone, okay? You ain't the only one to know about baseball, okay, Jack? But let me tell you this, because I sent you something the other day. You made me feel some type of way. You had me thinking about myself. And that's when Zach Wheeler was kicking out the game. You made me feel like this low. You made me feel real low for thinking that Jack Wheeler shouldn't have been taken out the game. You know what I mean?
Well, what did he say to you? What did he say to you, Chuck?
I said, listen, Chuck, if you're like, this is, you kept texting me over and over and over again. And it's like,
during the game?
I get your opinion. That's fine. I can't take it. I'm stressing out because the Phillies are losing a game one of the playoffs. And it's like, this, then whatever. Like, you weren't pitching Wheeler 130 pitches in the first game of the playoffs. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that they pulled him, but you weren't doing that.
Hold up.
That seems reasonable.
Jack. You got a smug tongue when it comes to baseball. You hear me?
I know. I'm aware.
And listen, here's the thing, right? Everybody, you know, don't think the way you do when it comes to baseball.
Well, that's
their
fault.
Be on the baseball, okay? People know baseball. You ain't got to be the only one to know baseball, okay? And I know the Phillies tonight when they kick the Mets' ass. Now, is that simple enough for you? Because it
seems
like when I go to X's and O's when it comes to baseball, you think I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do. You need to start respecting my baseball expertise. And that gentleman that just called up, all he wanted to do was get his baseball point across, and you ripped his head off, man.
Listen, I ripped off Corey's head yesterday. I ripped off your head via text message. It's a playoffs, man. I'm locked in.
This is how he is. Chuck, the other day, he was screaming profanities in front of a little girl, and I had to tell him to chill out. This is how he is.
I paced around the ballpark.
He's a maniac, man. You know what I mean? He's a maniac. A sandal-wearing baseball maniac. That's what he is. You know what I mean?
I like you throwing the sandals thing in there because it does mean something.
Have you seen the Mandals this postseason? I've seen the Mandals once.
No, I haven't seen it. Where's it?
You're walking around in Allbirds like you're a tech bro or something.
Bro, I could easily – don't get me in front of a computer. I could break that thing down.
Oh, my God. Jack is losing it, man. Hey, listen. Tonight, though, man, listen – got to do it, man. You know, AI. Represent down there, brother. Okay.
I got us. If I start throwing punches, I got us.
Whoa.
Yeah. Represent down there, man.
Oh, here we go. The last time Ike was on the road, we almost got a fist to cuffs in Houston. I got to go to the bathroom.
I got to go to the bathroom
to cool himself off. he thought it was Miles Austin right in front of him. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take the crew with you, man. You know what I mean? You got callers here, man. You know what I mean? You need to get.
Well, yeah, I need callers, not these two. I don't need these two. I need callers. I need you and Reels.
You know what I mean? You know, yes. But you guys, we got to do it tonight, man. I tell you, listen, I trust the bullpen, though. You're going to Schramm, you're going to Hoffman. I trust those two. Alvarado, to me, you know what I mean? He's been too rested. I don't want to put him out there because, you know, if he's not sharp, He doesn't bring nothing to the table. You know what I mean? So I don't want to put him out there. I'll trust those two in the bullpen. And I like our closer. I'd like to give him another opportunity out there. And Bryce is going to be locked in. I don't trust Nola. We got to score about seven runs tonight, six to seven runs tonight to win this baseball game. I don't trust Nola. I'm telling you that right now. You know, he's just too shaky for me. Ike, I know that's your guy. And I don't trust
him at
all.
He got us. He got us tonight, Chuck. Don't worry. He got us tonight. Don't worry. Listen, I understand. I actually like the fact that there are a fair amount of people that's nervous
doubters with
Nola because when we're too confident in Nola,
yes,
it doesn't really turn out well for us. So I'm okay with it, Chuck. I think he shows up for us tonight.
Hey, Spike.
Yes, sir.
Don't get lost down there. You hear me? Stay close to Ike and Jack. You hear me? Stay close to Ike. You know what I mean?
Dude, I know it. Look, Mr. Tough Guy Ike, when we walked out of our hotel, look, it wasn't just me saying, we'll stay close to the hotel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not leaving more than two blocks from
let's.
Here, yes.
No, Ike obviously can handle himself in fisticuffs better than me.
Don't want to.
Yeah, but let's not act like Ike was walking around down here, Mr. Tough Guy. No, absolutely not.
No, you know, Ike, what he do, man. Get me up out of here. You know,
that's right.
All right.
Time to go, Chuck. Time to go.
All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
See you, man. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Bigger worry for you tonight, the offense or Aaron Nola? 80% say the offense.
Yeah.
The official pre-game show. Now, we're ending the pre-game show.
Right.
But we're going to start the official pre-game show next, leading off. It's the WIP Afternoon Show on a business trip in Citi Field with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.